Microsoft is expanding its footprint in southeastern Wisconsin. The tech giant purchased more land for its AI data center. It's Tuesday, July 30th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Mallory Chang. Coming up, a constitutional amendment is on Wisconsin's primary election ballot on August 13th. Advocates say building more housing is the best way to bring prices down. And as our series on the Olympics continues, we learn about some Wisconsin connections on the U.S. men's basketball team. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Being up to date on the news matters to you. That's where Wisconsin Today comes in. These 10 minutes of the biggest stories from around the state, they're possible thanks to community support. Give now at wpr.org/givewitoday.
Microsoft is buying more land in the village of Mount Pleasant for its data center development. Evan Casey has more on some recent purchases by the company.
Microsoft announced plans in May for a $3.3 billion AI data center development on land originally intended for Foxconn. The company recently purchased an additional 173 acres of farmland in the village, according to property records. The price tag? Nearly $34 million. In all, Microsoft now owns over 1,200 acres in Racine County. Ryan Harkins is Microsoft's Senior Director of Public Policy. This spring, he said data centers are massive projects.
You can think of them as big facilities, warehouse-sized facilities that house a lot of computers.
The project is expected to bring 2,000 construction jobs to the area. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A pair of questions on the August primary ballot would give Wisconsin lawmakers more control over how federal funds are allocated. If approved by voters, the proposal would amend Wisconsin's constitution to require legislative approval before the governor can spend federal money. Conservative supporters say the changes would add accountability by adding unilateral authority away from one branch of government. But Jennifer Giedrich with Wisconsin Conservation Voters is among those in opposition. During a public hearing, she warned the changes could slow down aid in response to natural disasters and other emergencies.
It will create unnecessary burden and hoops to jump through for those waiting for funds to rebuild communities.
Wisconsin's GOP-controlled legislature brought the measures to Wisconsin's ballot. They've criticized how Democratic Governor Tony Evers spent billions of dollars in federal pandemic aid. The Milwaukee Public Schools Teachers Union has filed an ethics complaint against a group attempting to recall school board members. Corrine Hess reports the complaint comes after the group admitted to being funded by anonymous donors.
The MPS School Board Recall Collaborative has criticized the school district over what they say is lack of transparency. The group was launched last month to unseat four MPS school board members. But campaign finance reports filed July 15th do not disclose who is funding the recall. During a press conference last week, recall organizer Tamika Johnson was asked who was paying canvassers who collected recall signatures. At first, she said anonymous donors. When pressed, Johnson said the canvassers hadn't been paid.
They will not be paid until the recall is over with. They will not be paid until we can verify that they didn't make up any signatures.
The MPS Teachers Union says voters deserve to know who is funding the effort. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's housing prices have risen much faster than income since 2017. Experts say that disparity, along with high interest rates and low housing inventory, has made it more difficult to buy a home. They say changes in zoning laws and building more housing will be necessary to fix the problem. Teague Whaley-Smith is with the Community Development Alliance in Milwaukee. There has been an increase in Black and Latino home ownership in Milwaukee, but he says the only way to maintain it is to build more houses.
And inventory is a racial equity issue because when you have low inventory, costs go up and people of color bear the brunt of that cost.
Whaley Smith spoke at a panel organized by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. The group says that more than half of all renters in Milwaukee spent more than 30% of their income on housing in 2022. Coming up, the U.S. men's basketball team are favored to win gold in the Paris Olympics. After this break, we'll learn about the team's Wisconsin connections. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
If you've never given before, but you look forward to listening to WPR every day, that's a sign it's time to donate. It means that WPR is important to you, and you are important to us. We're listener-supported radio, which means we count on money from people like you to make the programs possible. Make your first-ever contribution today at WPR.org. Thank you.
In the Olympic Games, there are no guarantees of victory, but the closest thing to a sure thing for a Wisconsin athlete to win in Paris is in men's basketball. J.R. Radcliffe is trending sports reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He spoke about the tournament with All Things Considered host Brady Carlson.
JR, let's start with Tyrese Haliburton. He played for Oshkosh North High School in the NBA. He's helped the Indiana Pacers return to the playoffs for the first time in years, and now he's part of Team USA. So what should we expect from Tyrese Haliburton in Paris?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a meteoric rise for a guy who's still just 24 years old. This is his first Olympic opportunity. He had a tremendous season. He third team all NBA, led the league in assists with 10.9 per game. The Pacers, of course, beat the Bucks in the playoffs, went to the Eastern Conference Finals. So this is really a chance for him to show what he's got on a national stage. Team USA, at least in the past, they haven't necessarily relied on one or two guys just truly sparkling or anything like that. But you'll notice him when he's out there. I mean, he's a playmaker, especially as a point guard, a guy who gets to handle the basketball a lot. I'm sure more and more people are going to know his name once this whole thing is over.
And he's playing with some multi-time NBA champions, one of which is familiar to Milwaukee Bucks fans, Drew Holiday. He helped the Bucks win a title. He also just helped the Boston Celtics win an NBA title. And now he's with Team USA.
It is a charmed life right now that Drew Holiday is living. I don't know if people remember, but in 2021, the season was delayed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. The Bucks beat the Suns in kind of late July, July 20th of 2021. That's game six. They had to have the parade pretty quickly in Milwaukee. Then it was 2 days later because Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton, they had to get overseas to the Olympics. So they basically got zero downtime whatsoever that year. He was very good in the 2021 Olympics. He really stood out, and he's going to have a chance to do it one more time.
Moving now from Team USA to Team Greece, Milwaukee Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo has led that team to its first men's Olympic basketball appearance since 2008. So what do you make of his play in the qualifying rounds, especially given that he ended his NBA season with injuries?
He's been on a little bit of a minutes restriction. You know, he is still coming off of a pretty significant injury, so he's not going to be playing full bore. He wasn't the team's leading scorer even in one of these games. I think the one against Croatia, he kind of just scored 13 points and did his part and then kind of checked out because Greece kind of had this in hand. So I don't know if we'll see Giannis in his full capacity when he gets to Paris, but he's obviously going to be a big reason. If Greece is going to contend for a medal, which is on the table, it's obviously going to have to be a lot because of they've got a superstar 7-footer who can dribble the basketball and fly to the hoop. There aren't going to be many Olympic teams that have that sort of talent.
Even with a minutes restriction, we'll see more of Giannis Antetokounmpo than his brother and fellow Bucks player, Thanasis.
Yeah, he's with the team, traveling with the team, part of the team, would have been on it were it not for a torn Achilles that is going to cost him all of the upcoming NBA season as well. So he is injured. However, Giannis, because the Antetokounmpos are the first family of basketball in Greece and Milwaukee, he has a younger brother, Kostas, who is now playing. He is a graduate of Dominican High School, alumnus of Dominican High School in Milwaukee and Whitefish Bay, and played at Dayton briefly. And he's not as big as Giannis, and he's a guy who has not gotten a strong foothold in the NBA per se. He was with the Lakers on their roster when they won the 2020 NBA championship in the bubble, so he was part of that. He has not played a lot in these games. He didn't play against Slovenia or Croatia, so I would not expect that we see a lot of Kostas. They have a lot of other guys, you know, who are NBA caliber players who can soak up minutes, but it is cool that the Antetokounmpos will be well represented.
So how many Wisconsin connected players do you think might end up with a men's basketball medal in the 2024 Olympics?
It would be truly devastating if the United States did not come away with some sort of medal. It will probably be gold. There are only 12 teams in this competition. They have been the team to beat for ages, and it is a big deal when they lose. So if they don't win gold, it will already be disappointing. If they don't medal, it will be stunning beyond words. So I would expect that Tyrese Haliburton and Drew Holiday will come home with something. Now, Greece, it would be far more meaningful if Greece even gets onto the medal table. If they get a bronze, that's a huge deal. for Greece. You know, that would be a huge deal for Giannis. It's probably not, I would say, not going to happen. If you look at sort of the odds that are out there, there's Team USA, there's Team Canada with a ton of great NBA players, Serbia with Nikola Jokic, France with Victor Wembanyama and Rudy Gobert, you know, some very familiar names who are NBA stars. But you know that if Giannis came home with a medal, even if it's bronze around his neck, he would be just so happy, so happy. So everybody from with the Wisconsin connection has a chance to do something here in men's basketball.
That was J.R. Radcliffe of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel speaking with Wisconsin Public Radio's Brady Carlson. WPR is talking with Wisconsin's athletes competing in this week's Summer Olympic Games in Paris. To meet more of the competitors, you can always head to wpr.org/Olympics. And that's today's podcast for this Tuesday. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang. Our producers today were Rob Menser and John Davis. We'll be back again tomorrow with the latest news about Wisconsin and the world. Have a great day. Take care. We'll talk to you again soon.